Will. Hi, Will.
What's up?
Well, I have a lot on my mind. And
What's new?
there's things that we need to talk about.
Okay.
I've been answering comments for like about a week now, and just crazy stuff going on my YouTube channel. And
Yeah, I got to share.
I want to clear some, I just want to clear some things up and talk about that. So, first of all, I think the most important thing that people need to understand is that who the Jews are and how they are controlling the world. It is a fact that they are the offspring of Eve and Satan. So I call them Satan's kids, and they have an agenda to take God's throne and control the world. So until you understand that, none of the stuff I talk about is ever going to make any sense. Right? I
Well,
mean,
no, it's like all gibberish if we don't, if we don't have a good founding in that basic. You'd just be another conspiracy theorist.
Well, people wonder why all these things are going on and fake news and fake this and fake that and all this stuff is going on, but it's really, really, really simple. Really, really simple. I've had people ask me to talk about Pizzagate. Okay. Now, I want to make this clear to people that the Jews believe that if you imagine, if a group on a large scale has imagined something, they can make it come to reality. So if everybody's thinking on the same subject, it will manifest.
Well, yeah, they're trying to put these thoughts in your head to make everybody think about it.
Right.
It turns you on, which is a sick fucking thought. It feeds negative energy. And if it makes you extremely angry, which a normal person would be upset about this shit, you're feeding negative energy to whatever entity is out there.
Exactly. I call it the nine, the 9/11, 69 vortex, sodomite gateway of Saturn. It's an electrical energy field, and they're trying to birth their Antichrist, what I call through the gate. Now, Pizzagate, is all about sexual abuse, right? And I've gone over this so many times on my channel that they use sodomy to birth the Antichrist. That's what they're doing, is trying to birth the Antichrist through the gate. Pizza gate. See,
Right,
there's
they're
the word
trying
gate.
to make money.
So if everybody's thinking about children being abused, they want people to be thinking about this stuff.
Yeah, they want it to be possible.
They use sodomy to what they call going over the rainbow, traveling, time traveling. We've talked about how there's a nerve, in the coccyx area when penetration hits it, and it creates just an explosion in the brain between the two parietal lobes, and you can astral travel and those kind of things. And they also instill demonic forces, demonic like legion, the demons
Yeah, you like
legion,
to build those right.
Into a person through sodomy. Okay, this is a fact. This is not something we just came up with and made up. This is a fact. And until people want to deal with that and realize that, I really like Jurassic Liar's channel because he exposes all the sexual innuendos that they do on the news. He puts it all together.
Wow, you see all the sick shit that's right in your face over here.
Yeah. Well, I would like to see him, talk about why they're doing this. You can, it's, I mean, how many videos can you watch where, and this is not against Jurassic Liars, he's doing a great job, but you can only expose it so much until you got to get to the point where people are going to start asking, well, why are they doing that?
Well,
Why?
exactly.
And I'm telling you, that's where I come in, because I tell you guys that they're trying to birth their Antichrist through what they call the sodomite gateway. Because their Antichrist is their Jesus. Our, you know, Jesus is our Jesus, and he came to save us, the Israelites. And so they have their, you know, they have their Antichrist, which is a satanic figure to make sure Satan gets the throne. Otherwise, they're going to go down in flames, according to the Bible. Well, see,
as you said, the so-called Jews, these evil motherfuckers, their Messiah would be considered our Antichrist.
Right, exactly. So, the reason why I'm not doing a lot of videos on Pizzagate is because I know what they're doing, and I'm not going to give it any more energy than I have to. Okay? Because if you watch movies, I'm going to tell you, every time you see pizza in a movie, it's going to have sexual innuendos with it. Sex abuse of children, abuse of some kind. It's always going to be, pizzas are always going to be surrounded by that in movies. Just go watch a few movies and keep that in mind when you're watching them.
It will definitely have sexual connotations attached to it, yes.
In scenes in movies, because the Jews create all the movies and they're in all the movies, okay? That's that simple, people. So, today I saw a story about the Nine Lives cat food being taken off the shelves, right? Because it doesn't have enough nutrients in it, okay? They just now figured that out after all these years? I don't think so. The number nine is the 9/11. It's the Sodomite Gateway, IXXI. XX is 33. If Z is 1, you know, 33 is the Sodomite code. And So nine. They want you to think of nine, ISIS birthing Horus through the gate, 9/11. Okay, that's why they're doing that story. It's all mind programming, and I tell people, you know, don't watch TV, don't watch commercials, and don't read all this stuff, because if you're thinking about it, then you're making it happen.
Exactly, you're putting that energy out there.
Yeah, I'm not going to do an hour video on Pizzagate and explain it all, because first of all, email is a mail. It has to do with sodomy. A mail. This is all coded. Everything they do is coded. You know, it just becomes more and more evident every day that I study this stuff. I watched, you know, I've been watching a lot of Netflix shows, and everyone is the woman is. She's the Eve character. She's the sacrificial lamb that goes in, and it's Satan's still in love with her, and she brings him out of hiding. And sometimes she gets killed, and sometimes she doesn't. But she's the sacrificial lamb, so that the Antichrist can save the day, and kill off the Satan character, and Satan can become Lucifer, the light bearer. Okay, this is so many movies and so many TV shows. It's un-frickin' believable, you people. It's unbelievable. Okay? So, you watch these movies. They're programming your mind all day, everything. If you don't watch it with intent of knowing and praying against these things, then, you know, you're just adding to the problem.
Exactly. You know something that blew my mind on this subject?
What?
I cannot believe they literally had a television series called Lucifer.
Sure.
And the premise of the show was he was bored in hell, so he decided to go to Los Angeles and help the police solve crimes. See, now he's the good guy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He got bored of being the devil, so now he's the good guy helping fight crime.
Right, Satan playing both sides of the pillars like he does with, you know, with Republicans and Democrats, you know. It's all the same thing. It's just two different sides of the pillar. Pillars, okay? So Satan's going to come back as the good guy, okay? I don't know how else to get this through people's heads, you know? And, you know, somebody comes on to my... Someone said something like an umbrella is just an umbrella. No, it's not in the movies. The intention of an umbrella is sodomy. And when Debbie Reynolds died and they put the movie up Singing in the Rain and, you know, talked all about that. Well, that whole movie is about birthing the Antichrist through the Sodomite Gateway, and it's all coded. And no, an umbrella is not just an umbrella, you know, in their world, okay? And people say, well, then don't you don't use an umbrella then? Yeah, because I don't have an intention to birth the Antichrist through with it as being a symbol.
Right.
Okay.
If you know better, it does help you out.
People tell me, they'll ask me if my name means destruction, Bellfire 44. No. First of all, my name is a play on words for the Hellfire Club. You know, like the Bellfire Club for my website.
Right. You know, I thought it was cool.
And 44 is coded in the Bible so many times. Now, I have a personal thing for 44 that's personal in my life. It has nothing to do with Satan. I have no need to code anything because I'm not a Satanist. So get over it, people. Stop asking me that. Okay? My whole name actually could spell, you know, my first name, Bell, could be Satan. My middle name, Judith, has Jew in it. And my last name actually has all the letters of Satan in it. So if I put my real name up there, you'd all say that I have a satanic name. It's just ridiculous. So, hey.
Well, you know what's really shitty?
Intentions.
I have 666 in my social security number. That's nuts, man.
Yeah, my birth date has all that. I mean, it's just, if I put if I put everything up of my real self, what's funny is I was telling Paul, I go, you know, my name is all about, it's like the Antichrist, Paul. I'm the Antichrist. And I was joking. He goes, no, you're worse. You're worse.
Much worse.
Because people don't understand. I don't take crap in life, you know. I have a value system, and I don't let people walk on my boundaries, you know, and walk all over me and stuff. And I do get, you know, I am an Antichrist sometimes, I guess. But I just thought it was funny that he said that, because he's like, nope, you're worse.
Definitely worse. I'm sure he knows you well.
Yeah, and, you know, when I wake up in the morning, Satan knows I'm up, I'll tell you what.
Right.
And, you know, you got these people coming on now trying to say that, you know, God doesn't exist, that they're coding everything just so they can control you, and Christianity is just a way to keep Satan alive. Well, guess what? No, they wouldn't spend all their money making movies and coding everything if they didn't have an agenda. And the Jews know the Bible better than you Christians do. You know why? Because they need to know who their enemy is, right? So they know the Bible because they know their enemies are Caucasian Israelites and Jesus. So they know the Bible. They don't study it just for no reason. Okay? So Judeo-Christianity is a bunch of bullshit created by the Jews. King James was an imperialist, universalist who transcribed the Bible to create the Judeo-Christian lie, the holy hoax that they are God's chosen people, and probably misinterpreted about 39,000 words in the Bible to create this religion. Okay? The Bible clearly says that Jesus came for the house of Israel. Okay? All history, all of the historical documents in archaeology and all of this stuff that's been hidden from us proves for a fact that the Caucasians are the true Israelites that came over. The Assyrians, that they captured the Jews and the Babylonians, they all escaped, okay? And they went over the Caucasus Mountains, through the Black Sea, over the Caucasus Mountains, through the Dariel Pass, and created all the European nations. The Jews, the true Judahites, which in the Bible, Jesus was not a Jew. He was a tribe from the tribe of Judah, was a Judahite. Should say Judahite, king of the Judahites. Okay? So they came over, and now the Germans are the tribe of Judah, the Jutes. I'm sorry. I don't care what you all say. And most of your identity scholars will tell you that. So you go study and find out for yourselves what countries are what tribe and who's who. I'm not going to spoon feed everybody in every time I talk to you, Will, or anybody else. People need to go do their own homework. And I'm going to tell you, Blacks, you're not Israel, okay? You never fulfilled one Abrahamic covenant. You never fulfilled any of the prophecies in the Bible, ever. The Bible was not, no Bible epistle or anything was written to Africa, okay? The Jews have created the Blacks to mongrelize the white race to destroy us, okay? So you know, just calling me a liar when you never, you know, I did a video. I got so attacked by the blacks, ganged up on, like you wouldn't believe on my video.
You went there with them, so they had to retaliate, you know?
Right. And it just shows their gang mentality. I mean, and they don't, their intelligence level is like 11-year-old. Emotional intelligence.
And we're the true tribes of Israel.
All right, you know what? The Jews' very own Encyclopedia Britannica in the 60s says, which I posted so much truth to these people, and they won't read any of it. They don't want to know, but anyway. The encyclopedia says that the Jews admit that they are the Edomites because they were the offspring of Esau mixing with the Canaanites, okay, and that makes an Edomite. And so originally Esau was the son of Abraham, which would make him white, but they mixed with the Canaanites and lost their bloodline, right? So and Adam clearly means red skin, to blush. And they even messed that with that in the Strong's Concordance, because in the 60s and 70s in the Strong's Concordance, it said clearly it means to blush, okay? And black people can't blush, and neither can Jews, actually. They're blue bloods, and people don't know that about them, but they don't blush. Okay, so I could just go on and on and on about that and spoon feed everybody that information, but, you know, I did go into the comment sections and really try to educate everybody. So even if the blacks do say all this, and, you know, they misinterpret the Bible, they take stuff out of context, they don't understand that the Bible has been misinterpreted because, like I said, King James was an imperialist, a universalist. Everybody's equal. God loves everybody. No. In the Bible, it says, Jesus said, Esau, Jacob, I love Esau, I hate it. Okay, so that isn't even true at all. Also, the Bible was never written to anyone but the Israelites. You better figure out who the Israelites are if you want to know what's going on. And why almost a billion, in the last 150 years, a billion whites have been killed and murdered and starved to death in wars, abortions, and everything else. We are the actual victims, you know. And the slavery that the blacks have experienced, or the Indians, or any of that, is because the Jews are the ones that create slavery. They look white, but they're the tares. Okay, the wheats and the tares. They look like us, but they're not us. So we're getting blamed and we get guilt tripped constantly for their actions.
That's that white guilt shit. I never fell for that one.
No.
I never wanted to be black, you know. What we call them niggers, you know. Little white boys that want to be gangster, you know.
Right. They ignore all of the archaeological evidence of the Scythians and the... there's just so many names that have been given to the Israelites. You know, you can... Cimmerians, Goths. You can look them all up. These are facts. These aren't just me making it up, or, you know, the identity of pastors and scholars.
You got a lot on this, man. I know.
Yeah. They found connections between the Assyrians, they found connections between the Assyrians and the Babylonians, and all through Europe they've connected artifacts between both, you know, all these different countries and places, and they've just connected them all together. Well, just go look it up, right?
Well, you know how much stuff they have buried in Smithsonian? It's crazy.
Yeah. Look at Billy Graham. He was a Mason. He was a Mason. 33rd degree Mason, okay? And so what's his job to do is to push the Judeo-Christian lie that everyone can be saved, and you have to go and accept God. Well, Jesus said in the Bible that I call you. You don't come to me. You don't go sit in the corner somewhere and and Jesus is just over there in the corner, and you're just, he's just waiting for you to say, come into my heart. No. He already chose you, you know, so you can't choose Jesus and go up and get saved every Sunday. It's just a big fat lie, and it's called universalism, just like the Catholic Church is a universalist church. Everybody can be saved, and now they got it to where you're going to heaven if you're, you know, if you're a Muslim or a whatever, you know, Buddhist. It's just out of control. So, Will, what do you feel? You live in St. Louis, so you're around the Black culture, you know. I find them to be extremely, extremely emotionally immature.
A lot of them are.
Yeah.
A good portion. And a good portion, I would definitely say, has low intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say all of them. You know, I know some rather intelligent, articulate Black folk. You know, they're good people.
Yeah.
You know, real good friends of mine, you know, but mm-hmm. Yeah, you got these chuckleheads running around here on the streets, man, with their pants down around their ass.
Well,
very low intelligence, you know.
You know, there are pre-Adamite races, you know, and in the word Mamzer is when you mix a white with a Black and you get a child that's a Mamzer. And that is a word that is in the Bible. And they're the pre-Adamite race. Same with the Asians. I mean, where do you think Cain went when he went left the garden and got a wife? And why was he worried that everyone was going to kill him? Because there was other people on the earth and the flood was local. So he went to Asia. He went to Asia, and the Jews are part Asian. The Asian mongrel, Turkish mongrel, Edomite. You know, this is all facts. This is
historically true.
Yeah, they're the pre-Adamite race. I mean, look, Kilimanjaro. Go study where all the stuff they found there. What 75,000 year old bones? You know.
Well, the one that got me, you know, I find this is proof of something, if nothing, that they found what the bones of the Cro-Magnon and all that other shit, and that one they found Lucy was supposed to have been the first human that they found so far, the oldest, and it was close to 1 million years old, and yet the first Caucasoid skeletons only date back to about 550,000 years ago.
Exactly.
So there was people here a lot longer before the white people come.
Well, there's a lot more going on than people know. I mean, there's just massive giant skeletons because when the fallen angels came and had sex with the women of the earth, they created giants, and they were giants in the land. Okay, that's the Bible. But they've hidden all those giants' bones. You know, now the Asians go way back farther than even the Blacks. They're way older, you know, maybe 1 million years. I mean, or longer. Who knows? But they go way back. And we've only been on the earth about 7,500 years, whites, Caucasian race. And you can study, you know, Wesley Swift or Bertrand Cooperet or any of these guys that will tell you some real truths. And they're doctors and lawyers, they have, you know, I think Comfrey was an attorney at one point, and then, yeah, and these guys are real sharp, and they don't teach any of this stuff in school. They don't want you to know any of this stuff. You don't learn anything in school or college. All the colleges do is create liberals, which is Judaism. It's Judaism, okay? It's the Jew religion.
Anything that stems from that shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just read the what do they call those? I'm kind of my mind's going a million miles an hour. The Elders of Zion,
the protocols.
Protocols of Zion, yes, and you can see in those that.
And see, but they have Jewish websites out there that debunked and said that was a hoax.
Why do they do all the... Okay, so it says it's okay to have sex with 3-year-olds, you know? in the protocols. It's disgusting what they do. Jesus, they think Jesus, you know, is in hell in piles of excrement, okay? They believe in Jesus, and they believe in the devil and all that stuff. So all you people out there trying to say that they don't believe in God, that it's all just a scare tactic, and that, you know, it's all manipulating us so they can control us using Satan, that's just, you're just fucking retarded. If you
know what?
That.
We need to control people, but scriptures don't control people like that.
No. The Judeo-Christianity is what's controlling people, and they're not going to tell you any of this in those churches. They're not going to tell you any of the stuff we talk about in those churches, are they?
No, I don't not see it, no.
If we went into a church and talked about this stuff, they would...
be heretics. Re-excommunicated.
We'd get called terrorists. We're terrorists, because we're, you know... I'm proud of my white race, because you know what? It's my culture. And the Bible is the most racist book there is, people.
That's what they don't get, you know?
Yeah. I don't hate blacks, and I don't hate Asians, and I have friends of all types, okay? But God's chosen race are the white Caucasians. Period. And I just challenge people to go out and study the migration patterns of the Israelites into Europe. There's stories in Glasgow, Ireland, where Jeremiah is buried there, right? Isn't that?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
And there's stories of the ships of Tarshish with Joseph of Arimathea taking Jesus over here to Britain.
Right.
He was he mined tin, and he was very, 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 very rich.
Yeah, I heard a story about his uncle. Jesus, right?
Yeah. That the missing years that you don't see him in the Bible, he was over in Europe.
See, that would explain a hell of a lot, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. And supposedly Mary's buried, you know,
that's right.
In Europe. So, these kind of things, there's the information's out there for anybody who wants to go and research it, right? I mean,
you're right. If you can find an old version of Strong's Concordance, it would probably help out a lot.
I've been watching. I've been, you know, this is another thing, because you know America is Manasseh and Britain is. Well, let's talk about Manasseh. Is, you know, America. So the eagle represents in the Bible Manasseh. Well, I was looking at this organization that protects the eagles, you know, that they have this organization that protects them. And the name of that is Manasseh, the name of the organization.
Manasseh.
Uh-huh. Ephraim is Britain. Pretty convinced that these two, that's the deal. And I think Ephraim is the unicorn is one of their.
Right. They always use the unicorn.
Yeah. And the Germans were, and why they took the house of the big great house of Judah down over there in Germany, it's because they were going to be so powerful that they would have, they would have taken over and destroyed the Jews. And the Jews wouldn't have that. So Eisenhower, who, if you look up his real last name, is a Jew. So you have, you know, they ordered for a million of those Germans to be starved to death. Millions of Germans were killed. You know.
At the end of the war, they had just basically fenced them in and left them there.
They starved them to death.
Yeah, they gave no shelter, no food, no nothing. They just left them there.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry if this upsets people, but, you know, it's the truth. And
when you say free speech,
yep. And you got a lot of crypto Jews in America and all over the world. They all work together. And they always have.
You know what somebody told me once? If there was a conspiracy that big, how come somebody wouldn't say something about it?
Because they control the media, so you can't. There's people that, there's lots of people that say stuff about it.
Why wouldn't one of them come out and say something? Well, first of all, you'd be discredited and humiliated in public, and then you'd probably wind up disappearing.
Exactly. And why would you go against your own interests? If you know you're not going to heaven because you're a Jew, because you're Satan's kids, it's in your best interest to stick together.
They stick together more than any other race in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
More than the Chinese, more than the blacks, you know?
Exactly. Hillary Clinton's a Jew. I mean, look at all these crypto Jews. It's just, you don't know, all the people in Hollywood that you don't know, some of their real names, if you look them up, are Jewish. You know, they control all the banks. They control the media. They control the printing press. They control colleges, school. They control all of it. Okay, so they're not going to let us talk. They don't, you know, they're not going to let us talk on national news about this stuff, are they? They never would. They never would.
Oh, you think they'd let us do a television editorial? That'd be fun.
No, they control it all, right? So, and they have to keep you mind programmed so that they can, you know, it isn't about gun control and all this stuff as much as it is about really a psychological warfare. We're in a information war.
It is, and very much so.
It's a spiritual war.
Everything they think is a lie, you know?
Yeah, well, go ahead and say
it. I was saying, everything out there is a fucking lie. You know, you got to figure this out for yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, in my family, there's people in my family, they're like, I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't get it. I don't want to talk about that. Well, you don't understand it, for one, because you don't want to. You don't want to hear it, and you don't want to learn it. Your mind is so programmed, you can't think straight. You have fluoride in your body. The water you drink is lobotomizing your brain. All your life you've gone to school and been programmed, mind programmed by the Jews, liberal, religious Judaism, bullshit.
That's why I was never a good student.
No, they just,
it just didn't sound right to me, a lot of the shit they were saying, you know?
Yeah.
It just didn't make sense at the time. And still don't.
Mm-hmm. These ideas are very simple to understand if you allow your brain to go there. it makes you feel crazy for a while, and then once you realize that, you know, you are crazy, everyone is, I'm crazy, you're crazy, everybody's crazy, so coming on my channel, calling me crazy. Well, it's not something I don't know, because I'm deprogramming myself every day. You know,
a little bit more.
Myself better than anybody else.
It's a hard thing to do, but it needs to be done.
Right, and you know, my channel's growing. You know, I'm getting more and more subs every day, but not, you know, not a lot. This information is hard for people to assimilate into their world, you know, their thinking. And so I don't expect to have a ton of subs and all that kind of thing, because I tend to try to mix some intellectualism with some craziness and silliness and just different things, you know, to make it more easier to understand. But you know, I don't think a lot of people want to deal with this kind of information, do this kind of research that we do.
Man, there's a ton of reading involved. I know that much.
How about 5 years that you and I have been researching every day? For me, I study 8 hours a day or more. And you know it, because I send you stuff constantly. I'm like, Will, you won't believe this. You know. And I know I drive you crazy, but Because we've been doing this, like, for 5 years, I think. Well, me and you, talking, you and I. Talking about all this stuff, you know, and reading and sharing.
Yeah, it's been 5.5 years since we started this. Mm-hmm. Crazy as real, isn't it?
Yeah. We had to go through, remember, we first started with realizing that Alex Jones was full of shit. Way right when we started doing this, we were like, wait a minute, you already knew it. And you're like, Bella, you gotta listen. Alex Jones, he's controlled opposition, man.
There's something wrong with that guy, he ain't right.
He admitted he's a Jew. You know, already, out of his own mouth. And they're just trying to control he's controlled opposition, trying to control all the information that we bring out and different people like us bring out, because he likes to use the word globalists. And
I can't believe people still follow that guy. Well,
you can't. He never says it's the Jews. You know, it's the globalists. It's the Illuminati. It's the Freemasons. You know,
it's the fucking Freemasons, man.
You know, if you ever watch his stuff, you can catch him. He's drunk as a skunk in some of his videos. It's hilarious. I think he's losing it, too. It was
he was plastered. He just looked fucked up. He looked like, a day off, you know?
Uh-huh. Right. I don't know.
Listen, I'm going to tell you how to win the war on your mind.
Now, there's another controlled opposition group out there, like Brother Nathaniel and Tex Mars and those types, you know, because what they're doing is telling you, yeah, the Jews are bad. Yeah, they're causing all the problems. But no, Judeo-Christianity is true, and they can be saved at the end. They're God's chosen people, and they'll be saved. No, the Bible clearly says that they're not God's chosen people. And Jesus said, you are your father, the devil. And you're going to do murders and lie and cheat on everybody and destroy this world. That's what you're going to do. Because you are Satan's kids.
Yeah. What about the old Orthodox rabbis back in the day? And that's where Easter eggs came from. They used to actually dye the eggs red in the sacrifice blood.
Come on, Will. Talk about that. That's crazy.
It's just nuts, man. They said there's no such thing as the blood libel, you know, but...
It's the sacrifice of the goddess. It's the sacrifice of the goddess.
What was funny as hell, they talk about the blood libel and how it was just a big hoax. It was started anti-Semitism in Europe. How come everywhere they went, the people kept saying the same shit? And these people had no contact with each other. Poland didn't have contact with England. How the fuck would they know what was going on in England?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So how did all of a sudden the Jews show up over here in Poland, and now they're getting accused of the same shit that they got chased off for?
Exactly.
Everybody's in on it, you know? Everybody hates the fucking Jews, man. Come on, now. There has to be something to it.
And you're an anti-Semite if you do, but you know what? You're not an anti-Semite because they're not even Israelites. They're Turkish, Mongol, Asian, Asiatic, Edomite, Canaanite, Kenites. Come on.
I just speak from their story, though, that they're God's chosen. Only they, look at me, I'm persecuted. Everybody picks on us.
Nope, they sacrificed.
We've been so racist the entire time. Fuck you.
They sacrifice, you know, their disposable. They don't even care about their own people. They sacrificed their disposable Jews in the Hala hoax because they died from typhus, okay, from lice, and that is why their heads were all shaved, because they had lice, and they didn't you couldn't even burn that many people in an oven. But you know what? They're gonna be crispy critters when Jesus comes back. That's all I know. And the real oven's gonna come. Called Jesus in the fire. Just go read 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 6 through 10, about the angels bringing
lamb,
the fire to the earth.
The lion. Is that not it? The lamb will be a lion.
So, the real tragedy, just like the Bolshevik Revolution, the Jews just massacred millions of Israelites in Russia. And Christians. So they're you know, the Israelites really are the at the end of the day, they're the victims. Real victims. We fight all the wars, we feed all the countries, we're the farmers. The Israelites are the farmers, and we and the inventors of all these things. And you know, and remember you were talking about how the blacks try to say that peanut butter was invented by
George Washington Carter.
No.
They taught us that in grade school. And I found out later on it was invented by the Kellogg's brothers
in Canada.
At a sanatorium we ran up near Minnesota. And they needed something for people who couldn't eat a lot or eat solid foods, and it had a lot of fat and protein in it, would keep weight on you. It was invented by the same guys that made Frosted Flakes, the Kellogg's brothers.
Yeah.
Two white guys.
How many thousands and thousands and thousands of years could the blacks not get out of a grass hut or invent the wheel? Come on. If you gave them their own country in America, let's say you gave them two states to live in and said, hey, you guys can have those two states and you can be the black Israelites. You know what? In no time at all, they'd be back in grass huts with bones through their noses.
Well, most of them would probably kill each other over fucking food stamps or something.
Right. The white people, you know, work their asses off and pay taxes so that they can feed the black people their welfare, give them their welfare and their, you know, their food stamps and everything.
And I guarantee probably 70% of the population around me is on food stamps.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, you're real Israelites there, blacks. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, and somebody said, I never seen whites in tribes. These comments are just absolutely ridiculous. Go read my comment section on that video. What's it called? Extermination of the white race, or through mongrelization.
They keep saying that they'd have to say that we were the cavemen. We came from Neanderthal.
No.
First of all, the Caucasoid doesn't have that huge fucking little jawbone and sloping forehead. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The African skull has that shit. We ain't got the wide, big nose. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, you can look at the back of your brain and look up your nose, man. Some of these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then... You know, and they put a mamzer in the White House to tell us what to do, the white Israelites. And I'm sorry, but Michelle Obama is Michael Obama, people. God, you need to wake up. She's a dude. Okay.
The world is not what it seems. The dude looks like a lady.
Right. And that's one of the traits of the offspring of Cain, or of Satan and Eve is... hermaphrodites, and there's a lot of them. You just don't know who they are, but some of them you can tell in Hollywood and around. And so they're born with both male and female parts, and they decide which one they're going to be. Okay, so that's a trait, you know. And they also, the Jews are very, very sick people. They require the blood of the white Israelites. Or they get, what is it, Tay-Sachs disease and different things. They're like vampires. They're born dead. They're born with no light. The Israelites are born with a light in their DNA. And, in John chapter, I believe, I want to say 13, it talks about how Jesus talked about how only those who come from heaven can go back to heaven. That's being born again, is being born of this water and spirit, coming from heaven and being born into a new body, that's being born again. And you will go back to heaven that way. But the Jews are born dead. They don't have that light. They're Satan's kids. So, you know, they know that they don't have heaven as an afterlife. That's why they're trying to create immortal bodies. That's why they're doing all this genetic engineering and all these things that they do because they want to create an immortal body because they know they're not going to live after forever after this.
Excuse me, not to interrupt you, but the whole thing with the transhumanism, you know, hey, let's put our brain in a robot body, you know, fuck you. I'm good, man. You know, it's a real big, you know, the Borgs and Star Trek, all that shit, it's in people's heads all the time. And a lot of people think it's the coolest shit ever. Look, I got robot legs. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yes.
So, there, you know, Satan wants the throne of God, and he's going to try to get it, and he's going to use his kids and anybody else that he can manipulate to do that. You know? We live in a dome on a flat earth. We live in a dome with a glass ceiling. It's clear in the Bible. If you argue with that, you're just an idiot. I'm sorry. It's and there's no vast outer space and planets and everything, you know. Satan's kids, they're liars and deceivers. It's in their DNA. That's how they roll. That's how they function, to lie and deceive and cheat. That's the way their DNA is. So NASA and all this stuff, you just have to understand, if you understand the nature of the people running it, they're lying to you.
Come on, man, but what about the live feed from the ISS?
Well, first of all, we know that the ISS is just a play on words for ISIS. The goddess, the sacrificial lamb, excuse me, that is going to bring Satan out, you know, out through the gate and into the world, and then the Antichrist is going to come and save the day and save the Jews, and everybody else, the Jews will take over the planet, and Satan will have the throne and screw everybody else, and that's what they're doing. So, if you keep buying into this stuff, you only have yourself to blame. And what they love for everybody to be arguing all the time, because it creates negative energy and chaos, which Satan needs to survive and live off of.
Yeah, and it keeps you preoccupied fighting amongst yourselves instead of looking at what they're doing.
Yeah, the only reason they treat us like little batteries. We're all little batteries, and we're feeding Saturn, Satan, that whole idea. Like, the electrical.
That's why they keep us there.
This whole gateway is an electrical system. Say, you know, it all has to do with energy and frequencies. There's no solid moon and planets and all that stuff. It all has to do with frequencies and atomic energy. And they need your energy, so they're using you. They need your energy to feed them. You work all day long, and you give them your taxes. Are going right over to Israel and to feed, you know, and to pay for your presidents and all this stuff in the White House. I read this thing that said that, I think it's in one day, a day of food stamp fraud doesn't even add up to one day the president stays in the White House. So, we're slaves. We're being used as energy batteries to feed with our negative energy. And sex, they like to put sex in everything. And that's what the porn industry is about. And that's why they run the porn industry. The Jews run the porn industry. Because it creates sexual energy for Satan. And if it's like ball worship. Except for if everyone's looking at their sick and twisted evil pornography that they do, you're all doing it at the same time and worshiping Baal at the same time and giving energy just to Baal, you know, Satan, Bel Saturn, the whole thing. That's what that's about.
So it's true, anytime you masturbate, Jesus Christ?
No. That's a natural process for people in life. I'm talking about when everyone's at one time is watching free. Why do you think you can have free porn all the time? It's free. So much of it. Because they want you to all watch it at the same time. Because it creates an energy force.
Yes.
They want you to think about sex all day. Satan requires that as an energy. So it's not sex isn't bad. It's just that they're trying to get everyone to do it all at the same time, like having a huge orgy at the same time. That's what they did in the times of when they worship Baal, which is Satan.
Yeah, I mean, temples, right? They have orgies and sacrifices, yeah. Right?
So when y'all go kill your babies out there, you're just destroying the white Israelites if you're whites, and you're creating sacrificial energy for Satan every time you do it. And you know what, Jews? Every time you drink the blood of a white person, God knows that our blood cries out from wherever it is. Just like when Abel, you know, his blood cried out from the earth. Well, you have a part of us in you. And God knows where you're at just from our blood that you took into your body. So let that soak in.
How's that make you feel?
Because they are vampires. Where do you think they get the idea of vampires? Why is Bela Lugosi, Bill? Why is he biting? He has a big old Jew nose, and why is he biting the neck of a white girl?
You know, it's funny. Bram Stoker, the original author of Dracula, in his original script for the book, his outline. He had the vampire attitude. He wasn't a Transylvanian. He wasn't a Romanian. He was a Jew. And the publisher made him change it before he could publish the book. Crazy.
Yeah.
And Nosferatu, an old black and white movie, the first horror movie probably ever, like 1908, somewhere back in then. There's an old silent movie. The guy playing the vampire in that had a big old hooked Jew nose too, man.
Mm-hmm. The mark of Cain is a big old fat nose on your forehead, dude. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And big old hooked nose. And you know, a lot of people, if you just watch these movies and you watch TV, I mean, so many of them have a hooked nose, and I don't think people notice. Big old honker nose.
Right. Just be standing out.
So, I would just challenge everybody to just go find out who the enemy is first, and discover who that is, and for your own self, because all the other stuff will make more sense in the world if you understand your enemy, right?
Exactly. If nothing else, you'll learn something.
Mm-hmm. There's no excuse for ignorance anymore with the internet right now. So.
Well, there's a lot of false information and stories that take you both ways. You know, you gotta learn how to decide for yourself and read between the lines and figure shit out, man.
Yep.
You can't rely on what your friends are going to think or what you learned in school to figure out the truth, you know?
Right. And you can't worry about what other people think of you when you share this kind of information, you know? It's another psyop. It's this self-esteem bull crap. Psychology.
Political correctness.
Yeah. You know? I make a fool of myself all the time doing what I do. I'm not, you know, I'm just a musician, a mom.
You're still learning.
I grow gardens. Yeah. You know, I grow my garden. I'm very creative. I like to sing and record music. And I live with a musician I've been with him for 20 some years. And it's just, you know, I'm just a normal person. I'm not trying to come out here and be, you know, some great radio, you know, host or radio, you know, And I'm not trying to do anything huge and trying to be famous or big or any of that kind of stuff. I just thought one day, you know, I need to share some of this information that I have, get it out there. You know, I mean, one troll was like, you're boring. Your voice is monotonous and boring. I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't think any, for one thing that no one's ever called me in life, in my real life, is boring.
You don't know.
Trust me. So I think that's what we're trying to do, Will, is just to wake up some people because we care. You know, we're not making money. We're not making, you know, money doing this or any of that kind of thing.
Not at all. It's taking up time. We could be doing something else.
Mm-hmm. So, well, we're going on an hour here, and anything else you want to say, you know, anything else you want to talk about tonight?
No, not really.
I know you're tired because you had a long day at work, so I don't want to hold you too long here, but you did say it's been a while since I've made a video, and I thought, well, maybe tonight we should make one. We should do something, you know.
So, yeah, at least keep it going, you know.
Yeah, keep it going, because, you know, the enemy keeps it, they keep going, so we have to keep going.
I tell you, they're going a lot more than you are.
Yeah.
And you know what they say, if you quit moving long enough, they're going to start throwing dirt on you.
Exactly.
You got to keep going.
Uh-huh. All right, well, on that note, I think I'll just hang up here, and I love you, Will, and I really enjoy talking to you.
All right, love you, Bills. Good night, and have fun.
All right, God bless you, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, see you then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.